This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. The pandemic has upended a lot of normal procedures in New Hampshire, including how people in jail get their day in court. Many court proceedings are now virtual. From jail, inmates talk to their attorneys on video or phone and log into their hearing remotely. But at the state's largest county jail, that's Valley Street in Manchester, many say the communication system is not working and actually hasn't for years. NHPR's Sarah Gibson has been following this, and she joins us now. Morning, Sarah.
Hi, Rick.
You've been talking to defense attorneys who say that they can't reach some of their clients at Valley Street before hearings. Can you explain what's going on?
Sure. So the communication issue revolves largely around hearings that have to happen within a short window of time. So say you're charged with a felony, typically the arraignment is the next morning and you're formally charged. The judge then makes a huge decision about whether to release you on bail or keep you in jail. And in these cases, attorneys often get assigned the late afternoon or evening before a hearing the next morning for these felonies. And to talk to their client, they are going to need to be able to reach them by phone. But many say that in Valley Street Jail, the phone system is so dysfunctional that attorneys often cannot get in touch with their clients. They'll call, they'll leave a message. Often the message does get to the inmate, but then the inmate does not have access to a phone to return that call. This has been a problem for years, but it's become a lot more acute during the pandemic because so much is happening virtually. We really rely on computers and phones in order to contact each other.
Sure. So what does that mean? I mean, not being able to talk to a lawyer effectively, that really affects your case.
Yeah, there are definitely some constitutional concerns that have been raised because of this, but also just for the court, it's really inefficient. So on a near daily basis, inmates arrive to a virtual video hearing from the jail not having spoken to their lawyer. So when this happens, the judge will pause or postpone the hearing and the court schedule gets thrown off, often for the day, if not the week. There are a lot of situations also, like preparing for a trial or if a prosecutor offers a last minute plea bargain. Situations like that where defense attorneys say they really need to get on the phone with their client quickly within, you know, a couple minutes that day, but they're not able to at Valley Street Jail.
Is this just an issue at Valley Street or is this an issue at other county jails?
We don't see the same kind of issue at other big county jails like Stratford, Merrimack, Rockingham. All of those have a phone system that enables lawyers to talk to their clients securely. And I've spoken with a number of attorneys with clients at a lot of different jails across the state, and they say elsewhere, even if their client is locked in their cell most of the day, does not have a phone in that cell, if a lawyer calls, a correctional officer will bring that client to a phone or they'll give that client a phone to talk to their lawyer. But for most of this past year during the pandemic, that has not been the norm at Valley Street Jail. I spoke with Sarah Rothman, who runs the Public Defender Office in Manchester. And she says that at Valley Street Jail, there's really the sense that a phone is viewed as a luxury item for her clients.
It is 2021, and to say that you should have a facility where inmates and attorneys can't have a meaningful way to talk over the phone is ludicrous to me. If you don't have a way to get your lawyer on the phone when you need your lawyer and you're sitting in a cell, then that's not meaningful representation at that point.
So it's important to note the jail does have a policy during the pandemic that allows inmates for free 20-minute phone calls to attorneys. Clients, though, have told attorneys that getting to the phone in a short time frame can be hard. Several attorneys told me that at this point, they're spending sometimes an hour going to the jail, going through security, waiting for their client to have a 2 to 5 minute conversation because they just don't trust that the phone system will allow them to connect sufficiently with their client. So we're at a point where a lot of folks are pretty frustrated.
Okay, so what are attorneys asking the jail to do?
They want a phone system that is in other jails, like I've mentioned, Merrimack, Rockingham, Stratford. And this request really does predate the pandemic. I get the sense that defense attorneys off and on have been asking for the jail to upgrade its communication system for close to a decade. But they say the need is a lot more urgent because of the pandemic. There, up until recently, were limited in-person visits and courts are still shut down largely. And for a while this winter, before widespread vaccination, a lot of attorneys did not go in person to Valley Street Jail, even when they were allowed, because the jail had such poor COVID protocol that many inmates and staff were infected, and a lot of attorneys deemed it an unsafe place to be. So since the fall, judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys have all been urging the jail to install a better communication system.
So what's the jail's response?
So the jail superintendent, Willie Scurry, says he likes the current system and it does not need to change. He turned down offers by the public defender to pay for technological upgrades, citing concerns about staffing as well as security. And he has recently expanded visiting hours and the window of time that a lot of inmates have access to a phone. And the public defender says that is improving the rate of callbacks from clients, but it's still a far cry from what other jails in the state provide. I asked county commissioners who oversee the jail to sit down and have an interview with me. They declined, but they did say that the communication issues have been resolved. Many people do not agree with that. And there is talk of a lawsuit should the jail not upgrade its communication system.
All right, Sarah, but once more attorneys can visit the jail, once the courts reopen as the pandemic eases, does this problem go away?
Probably not, because some form of virtual court proceedings are likely to stick around after the pandemic. So there will be a need for efficient, reliable communication between inmates and attorneys, even after the pandemic is over and courts actually reopen.
All right, Sarah, thank you.
You're welcome.
NHPR's Sarah Gibson. You can read more of her coverage of how COVID-19 is affecting New Hampshire jails and prisons at nhpr.org. This is Morning Edition on NHPR.